back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Brian Whitman's out. Be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. There you go. All right, folks, it is 9 o'clock. That must mean the news with Rob and everybody.
No.
I couldn't believe it.
Live.
And said my mace. I was like, no, mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's JLD.
From the 97.1 News Desk. Here's Rob and.
Did I get some snow?
Yeah.
All right. Anything in the news? What's happening in the news,
yes.
Robin?
Well, Grammy night was shaping up as high drama after Kanye West and Amy Winehouse were nominated for a leading 8 and 6 trophies.
Wow.
Other top nominees at the L.A. At the L.A. announcement included the Foo Fighters, Justin Timberlake, Rihanna, and Herbie Hancock.
Herbie Hancock?
Herbie Hancock for an album he did with Joni Mitchell. Meanwhile,
what, back in the 80s?
No, it's an album celebrating her her catalog of hits. Meanwhile, a final surprise pair of nominees were announced for Best Hip Hop Album, G21.
All right, G21. Here we go.
I said a hip hop, the hippie to the hippie to the hip hop pop, and you don't stop a rocket to the bang bang boogie. So up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie, the beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, John, and the ladies will get you on your feet. Now I am Johnny B, and I'd like to say hello to the Jap, to the Thai, all the Asian ladies that I like to bone. But first, we got a bang, 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 the boogie to the boogie. See, up jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock, you don't stop. Rock the third shift all night long, party people.
That's very good. Hey, do you have any Herbie Hancock in there? What year was this? 80-something?
82, I think.
I'm going to go with 83.
83. Wow. All right. He's back. All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes. I just want to make one more quick announcement.
Sure.
Our hats off to this musician. Finally, a surprise nominee also for Best Live Album, G22.
All right. G22. Best Live Album at the Grammys, everybody.
Hello, Cleveland! I would do anything for love, anything you've been dreaming of, but I just won't do that, darling. Anything you've been dreaming of, but I just won't do that. Thank you, Cleveland. But I just won't do that. Thank you, boys. Thank you for coming out. Here you go, Cleveland.
All right. Congratulations.
A lot of nominees this coming season.
I guess so. Tommy's up for a big award.
Everybody's up for an award.
Yes. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes. A department store in the Midwest is under scrutiny this week.
What?
When they did not allow a woman to audition for the role of the department store's Santa.
Good for them.
Based on her gender. The upset woman was stunned at the discrimination and is now threatening to sue the retail chain. And we have exclusive audio from the office security's camera where the incident occurred. S51.
S51. A chick tried to become a Santa Claus, man.
And how can I help you today?
Hi, how are you? I was actually here for the department store Santa interview.
Oh, for your husband, right?
No, for me. For me, I'm here to interview for the Santa job.
Are you serious?
What do you mean, am I serious?
The department store Santa job is for a man. You're a woman.
It's for Santa. It's Santa. It's not a gender figure. I mean, all you got to do is just look. If it's about the breast, I mean, wearing a pillow anyway, nobody's even going to see it.
Well, see, the thing is, you don't fit the description. You have to be a middle-aged, portly man.
Have you ever heard of spirit gum? Hello, it's what they use to put the fake beards on. I mean, what's the difference?
I'm sorry, man. We just can't help you right now.
Listen to this. Are you telling me that this is not the voice of a Santa?
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, little Kathy.
I mean, I can do it as good as anyone else.
Ma'am, please get out of my office.
You know what? I'm calling the Better Business Bureau. You are not getting away with this.
All right, there she goes. You know, it's amazing that it's come down to this, that this witch has wanted to become a Santa Claus. I mean, what's next? You know, women starting playing you know, Peter Pan in movies and plays?
Actually, I believe that's already started with Mary Martin and Sandy Duncan.
Oh, that's happened.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, then let her be Santa. Who cares? All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes. Well, as a follow-up to that, this Santa gender discrimination has now sparked protests throughout the country. Oh. So much so that there are now public service announcements funded by the Fair Job Bureau speaking out against this department store. The spots are set to air nationwide this week, and we have exclusive audio of the upcoming PSA. Mm-hmm. S52.
Look at that. They're already putting together PSAs for women trying to become Santa Claus, everybody. Wow.
Kimball's, how can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about the department store Santa job. My name is Juan Hernandez.
The position's been taken.
Was gone?
Hello, Kimball's, how can I help you?
Yes, my name is Sanjay Kumar. I'm calling about the department store Santa job. Is that still available?
The position's been filled.
But I just saw now in the paper.
It's been filled. Hello, Kimball's, how can I help you?
Yeah, my name is Tyrone Washington. I'm calling about the department store Santa job. Is that still available?
It's not available.
It's not available now.
Hello, Gimbals. How can I help you?
I'm in a wheelchair.
It's gone. Hello, Gimbals. How can I help you?
Yes, hello. My name is Graham Wellington. I'm calling about the department store Santa job. Is that still available?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is? Ooh, I'd love to come down for an interview. What time can I come in?
Santa discrimination is wrong. If you think you've been a victim because of race, color, sex, religion, national origin, or family status, give us a call. Santa discrimination. It's not an option. It's the law.
That's so great. The best one, the original one is, you got the original one in there? This one's terrific.
Hello, may I help you?
Hello, can I ask you a few questions about the apartment you have on Park Street?
What was your name?
My name is Juan Hernandez.
It's been rented.
Oh, it's gone?
Hello?
Hello, my name is Sanjay Kumar. I am calling about the apartment on Park Street.
It's not available.
It's not available, but I just now saw it in the paper.
May I help you?
Hi, my name is Tyrone Washington. I'm calling about a place to rent on Park Street.
No longer available.
It's not available now.
Nope, sorry.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, hello. My name is Graham Wellington. I'm calling about the apartment to rent on Park Street. Is that still available?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
it is.
Oh, really? I'd love to make an appointment.
Housing discrimination is illegal.
All right.
If you think you've been a victim.
There he goes. All right. Anything else in the news there, Robin?
Yes, finally. Just as the Excused Absence Network was about to file for bankruptcy, a couple of faithful employees of CBS pulled the company out of the red. Here we have audio of some of the phone calls received by the Excused Absence Network earlier today. E52,
the Excused Absence Network, man.
Hi, this is Joanna with the Excused Absence Network. How can I help you today?
Hi, this is Jerry Wachowski from the Conway and Whitman Show. I'm going to go to Vegas tomorrow, and I don't feel like going into work tonight. What would you recommend for a good excuse?
Well, that's a good question, sir. You're a first-time caller, yes?
Yeah, can I just say I'm sick?
Well, unfortunately, you don't sound sick, so that might be a problem.
Joanna, goddammit, just give me an excuse.
Sir, I'm sorry, there's a whole stack of forms I actually need to have you fill out before we can begin this process.
Goddammit, just shut the f*** and give me an excuse.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to lower your voice. Do you talk to everyone like this? Do you talk to your managers like this?
Just give me a f***ing excuse!
Sir, I'm going to have to put you on hold. Excuse me. Hi, this is Joanna with the Excused Absence Network. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Brian Whitman.
Oh, hello, Mr. Whitman. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not really supposed to call in sick to the station anymore, but I got to get out tonight. I'm done with this effing Timmy, man.
Well, sir, unfortunately, as we've discussed before, you are out of excuses with our network.
You got to have something for me.
Sir, I'm sorry. I'm checking all of the papers I have right here, and every single thing is checkmarked. I think you're just going to have to level with them, unfortunately.
Nah, come on. I call you guys all the time. You got to give me something. You're best customer. Give me something.
Sir, we even have...
Can I say my dog's sick?
No, we've dog's sick. We have that checked already. We've used that in 2005, 2006, and apparently at the beginning of 2007.
Come on, you got to have something for me.
Sir, I'm sorry. Everything's been checkmarked. I think you're just going to have to talk to them. I mean, you know, you're there more than you're not, right?
Of course I'm there more than I'm not.
Well, then I think you're just going to have to speak with them about that. Thank you, sir.
No, you just don't want to talk to me, don't you? You done with me? Hello?
All right. The Excuse Absence Network, man, getting a lot of play here from the station. Jerry Wachowski and Brian Whitman both out today.
Yes.
All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Oh, no, that's what's happening.
And that's the news with Robin, everybody.
Robin with the news.
All right, folks, don't forget to sign up for the big tournament. Again, you're going to kick yourself in the ass if you don't sign up for the big Commerce Casino tournament. And it goes on a week from tonight. 1 week from tonight, Commerce Casino, and they're giving away $6,000 in prizes. All right, let's have Gina come in. Is Gina Grad back there somewhere?
Yeah, get her out of the screeners booth.
All right, there she is. Yeah, come on in for a second. Sit in Brian's seat here.
Oh. Hey,
now, you've been with the station how long?
I've been with the station a little over a year.
All right, and you're not a full-time employee. You're I guess, a part-time
right,
employee?
Right, yeah, I'm not considered a full-time employee.
All right, and they pay you hourly here
yes.
at the station. All right, and you do a lot of great work.
Oh,
a lot
thank
of the
you.
The funny stuff on this on the show is directly due to you,
thank
and
you.
We appreciate that. And you'd like to become a full-time employee here.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
To get health insurance.
Yeah.
All right. Now, health insurance is very expensive nowadays.
Very, yes.
But even for like a 29-year-old female who seems to be in pretty decent health?
Yeah, it's very, very expensive.
All right. Now, you're trying to get health insurance as we speak.
Yeah.
What companies have you called?
Oh, God. HealthNet, Kaiser, United Healthcare, Blue Cross.
And they've all said no?
They've all declined me, yeah.
Why have they declined you?
Well, one of the questions was, have you been in an accident in the past 5 years? And I had to check yes. You know, God forbid you lie to them.
Right.
So I think they're afraid of me having, you know, chronic back spasms or something, even though I'm totally fine.
Right. All right. So in 5 years, they go back 5 years
yeah.
for a traffic accident?
Yeah.
And you got one in Kansas.
Yeah.
Wiped out.
Yeah.
But you always get in car, not wrecks, but you're always
well, not
in
always.
Car trouble.
I had two this year.
Two wrecks this year.
Two big ones, but they weren't my fault.
All right, you've had two wrecks, and you've had your car die on you
yeah.
a couple of times.
Yeah.
You're a mess with the cars.
Sometimes I can't get in my car, and I have to call the tow truck.
Right, okay. Yeah. All right, so you can't afford health insurance. Actually, you can afford it. You just can't get it. Everyone
yeah,
is
exactly.
saying no.
Yeah.
Even no matter how much you want to pay, they still say
yeah.
they're not going
to
insure you.
All this money
you.
And no one to give it to.
Is that unbelievable?
It's pretty amazing.
I imagine there are some people out there who have gone through the same thing where, you know, they can't get health insurance. It keeps a lot. It freaks out a lot of people.
Yeah.
It keeps a lot of people in their job longer than they want to stay because they have health insurance.
Exactly. It's very scary.
Yeah. You don't want to split and not get health insurance. I recommend you do this.
Okay.
You know, for radical problems, you have to look for radical solutions.
Okay.
I say that you marry some guy who's covered. You know, I'm covered with the station. John Salwin is. So is Randy Wang.
Uh-huh.
If you married Randy Wang, they would have to cover you here at the station.
That's probably true.
How far are you willing to go, little buddy, to get yourself some health insurance?
Well, I need the health insurance, so
right.
I guess I'll do what it takes. You know?
Would you do that, though?
I don't have much of a choice at this point.
Right. You need health insurance.
I have to have it.
Because if anything happened to you, God forbid, you know, knock on wood, if anything happened to you, Mr. Grad, who works upstairs, would have to use all that K&X money.
Yeah, that next of kin. Steve
yeah.
Grad, yeah.
He'd be doing sports until he's 90. So... You'd like to get health insurance.
Yeah, I have
and,
to.
And you'll go as far as to get married to get health insurance.
I honestly think it's come to that.
All
because
right.
what else am I going to do?
All right. Call us with your health plan. And if Gina finds it interesting enough, perhaps she'll marry you. Now, are you going to, if you marry the guy, are you going to be faithful to the guy? Or is it just going to be one of those marriages just for health care?
Well, I think it would depend on what he wanted. I mean, obviously, I'm going to try and, you know, lowball where I can, depending on who it is. But,
right.
you know, I'm a negotiator, so we can negotiate. We can play
all right.
ball.
All right. And what kind of health insurance? I'm sorry. What kind of guy are you looking for?
Oh, let's.
A guy who has a low deductible?
Yeah. A guy who.
PPO?
Yeah, PPO would be great. A low copay would be really great, like $10 is kind of in the range of what I'm looking for.
Are you looking for a big PPO?
No.
Just an average PPO.
Average is fine. You know, too much is too much.
Okay.
I'd like to keep those prescription costs low, if you know what I mean.
All right. All right, so if you're fully covered, perhaps you have two programs. You know, there's a lot of people with the Writers Guild who are also with the Directors Guild or
right.
some other job, and they've got two coverages.
Maybe a little dental, a little vision. I mean,
yeah.
Why not? Go whole hog.
Yeah, doesn't that sound sexy?
It's very hot.
A guy calls up. He's got full dental,
ooh.
full vision.
Keep talking.
IPR, PPO.
Oh, my God.
No HMO. You don't want any HOMO?
No, no, thank you.
All right.
I mean, you know, we'll
right.
I'd rather not.
But you know what? You could also be, I saw you kiss chicks the other night at the Staples Center.
Yeah.
You could also hook up with a chick. And
I can?
Yeah, I think you can get health insurance. Like, I know Disney offers it, and there's some major companies that offer health insurance.
Oh.
For lesbians and gays.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. That I don't know what they call it. What do they call that?
Domestic partnership?
Domestic partnership insurance?
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called. All right. If you'd like to hook up with Gina Grad, she's looking to get married for health insurance. How
immediately
desperate is this woman? But you know what? It's a desperate time in this country.
Yeah.
You know, the president of the United States has announced that he's, no longer allowing private mortgage companies to make any money. You know, he's putting a freeze on all these mortgages.
Yeah, I don't want to get all like, you know, liberal and everything, but it's like, what kind of country do I live in where I can't get health insurance?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a citizen, and the
president of the United States is helping people, pay for their homes.
Right.
But they're not helping you to get health insurance?
Right. And I'm perfectly fine. I mean, I promise if I marry you, I will not make your rate go up. There's nothing wrong with me.
Right. All right. Now, if you're married to the guy, you're going to live with the dude, or you...
We'll negotiate. We'll talk about it. Actually, that might be a hole in one right there, because nobody seems to be, you know, Jerry and Randy both drove right past my apartment when they came to pick me up because
they
didn't want to stop.
All right.
It was a little scary.
All right. By the way, Randy, you did pick up Gina for the Christmas party, right?
Yes, I did.
What kind of asshole is that neighborhood?
Well, I've been there a few times.
Right.
And it's pretty bad. Lots of noise, some gunshots. I have to block it out of my mind just to look Gina straight in the face sometimes.
All right. And how often are the helicopters over your house?
Every night.
Every single night.
They escort me home. The light escorts me home and then right up into my window.
There's not a night where they're not up there?
No.
All right. All right. Gina is looking for health insurance in some guy. And maybe you're the lucky guy. Maybe you got yourself an IPO, a PPO. Full vision and dental, and you want to pitch your health plan to Gina. 520-9710. Looking to get married just for health insurance. That's the United States of America.
Yeah.
How can this be happening?
I don't know.
And 888-520-9710. Susie in West LA, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello, you two. How are you?
Hey, you.
Tonight?
How are you?
I am phenomenal.
Good.
I just want to call you and let you know that I have Aetna, and yes, I pay out the yang for it, but I have bad, well, what they would consider bad background, which, like, I'm actually really healthy, but, they'll let you
Aetna?
Get insurance. Yeah.
I'm writing this down.
All right, and what do you pay a month?
I pay $158, including dental.
Oh, that's, honey, that's nothing.
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 Yeah, but what's your deductible, $800,000?
I think it's like $2,000, but I mean, I only pay my copay when I go to the doctor or anything like that.
You've got to go to somebody in your plan.
No, I can go to anybody I want.
That's a great insurance. All right,
really good insurance. But I also wanted to say that if you were really desperate, you could always just work at like Kinko's at night and at the station.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Susie. Thank you.
That's
get
a great plan.
Get some plummeted full-time job and then have your, like, shishi radio job.
Yeah, this is very shishi.
Why? Are the health plans at Kinko the talk of the town?
No, I don't know why the heck I thought of Kinko's. I was just
because it's 24 hours.
24 hours.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
Thank you. No, and I appreciate
that a
lot.
Thanks, baby. All right. I imagine, though, you get sick at Kinko's more often than any other place because...
Yeah, a lot of bacteria.
Well, you get these guys coming in, you know, who are in rock bands and they want to print up their posters for the evening. And those guys are not the healthiest group on the planet.
Right. Or the one on Vine in Hollywood. Let's face it, it's just a place for somebody who doesn't have a home to get off the street for a couple hours.
Right. Slide in there.
Middle of the night.
Yeah. Use their computer.
And I appreciate what Susie said, but Tim, I think I'm going to go the whole enchilada on this one.
You're going to get married.
Yeah.
All right. Gina Grad is toying with the idea of marrying a guy just for his effing health plan. That's what it's come down to in this country. Women are subjected to and forced into... slave relationships.
Indentured servitude.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're going to have to bang around with this guy just for health insurance. Man, oh man.
Hey, Tim?
Wouldn't it be ironic if you caught something from the guy?
I was just thinking about that, but it'd be covered. So, whatever.
Right,
there's a cream
matter.
For almost
yeah.
everything.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, Malibu Dan just called, said he'll put you down as a dependent.
We should talk.
Well, I don't know if... I think Malibu Dan's maxed out on his dependents. All right, maybe I can adopt you.
Really? Yeah. Would that mean you would get my huge like tax return, though, of like $300, and I wouldn't get
to keep
it? I think
so. I think so, yeah. Yeah, and plus, you know, if I'm your father, I guess it would be, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be your father.
Yeah.
You would have to really shape up.
Oh, really?
I mean, you know, you couldn't swear or smoke or drink around me. You'd have to treat me like, you know.
Oh, two in the same fear, building?
The fear that you have towards your father would have to be projected onto me. So I would feel comfortable being your dad.
And I think you could pull the, like, I'm really disappointed in you. And
I
would
could.
Die. Getting that twice in one night, I might take my own life.
I could definitely fill you with guilt. All right, Gina Grad, looking to get married just for a health plan, man. Look at that. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. 10 o'clock, we have Make Conway Laugh, the best jokes on the planet. And whoever wins that is going to get a $100.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, a gift certificate, a two $50 MasterCard gift cards. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
I just can't get enough.
God. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Gina Grad joins us. She's our screener. Helps us with the news. Very funny. Also produces the show here. And she's looking for health insurance because she's got none. And you're fairly healthy.
I'm very healthy.
Do you have car insurance?
Yeah.
But you're looking for a guy with good health insurance.
Yeah.
And that's a big turn on for you?
It's so hot. I never thought that would be attractive. And the older I get, the more I'm just like, tell me more about your dental. Tell me about your vision.
But you would really, I mean, if a guy could take care of you physically, your dental, your vision, and, you know.
Maybe a little mental every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just to check in.
You know what? That's actually, I never thought about this, but if you could get a guy who also has psychological, you know, like mental health.
Yeah, nothing inpatient, just a little.
Yeah, but you could do that as well. Oh, you're gonna love these guys. Ed in Alhambra, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Thanks for having me on.
I
have the perfect solution for her. I'm a government employee. Oh. We have every benefit you can imagine.
Dude, now you're really making her hot.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I am a government attorney.
Ooh. Oh, that's pretty cool. You prosecute what?
Prosecute crimes in the county.
Oh, the county. Okay. All right. Yeah. So you're in the. Is that the DA's office?
It is.
Right. All right.
I could really use this guy for a lot of things.
Yeah.
Use. That's the wrong choice of words.
Yeah, and we got to get in good with these guys because if
it comes to mutual agreement, is how I would phrase.
Well, and he's a lawyer. He's going to lawyer me into every kind of thing you can imagine.
Oh,
you
it's
know,
the
every
best.
Position.
Now,
I
how
think
old?
Of.
How old are you, Ed?
I'm 38.
Ooh. Are you like a lot of those guys in that office? You looking to get out and go private practice?
I'm really not. I really
Perfect.
Like their boss.
That's what she's looking for. She's not looking for a guy with ambition
right,
to make a killing.
If I die off, she'd probably get the pension too.
Ooh. Oh yeah. I mean, how long have you been with the DA's office?
Only a couple of years.
All right, so you need about 18 or 20 years to make it worthwhile.
Yeah. That's when it starts getting more interesting, but I think we best after 5 years.
All right, so. We're going to put you on hold. That guy's in the running, man. I like that dude. Let's find out a little about him physically. How tall are you?
5'10".
Oh.
And what do you make a year?
Not as much as I should. I'm in the 75 range right now.
Oh, that's
bad.
A lot of money to me. That's huge.
And are you Jewish?
No, but I, you know, I work in the profession.
All right, hold on 1 second. I like that guy. Let's put him in the running.
He has a hot voice too.
I think you should do this, dude.
It's not a bad idea.
I mean, let's get that guy's email address because I think Gina would like to talk to that guy off the air. She gave me the thumbs up. All right, let's talk to a John in Burbank here on 97.1 Free FM. Gina's looking for a husband just to pay for that health insurance.
How you doing?
All right, how you?
I'm not bad. I'm actually a health insurance agent. I know I'm the enemy, but I've been doing this about 16 years,
right.
And I'm licensed with Humana, Aetna, Kaiser, Blue Cross, you name it.
All right.
The axis of evil.
Now, you think you can get her insurance?
I'm sorry?
You think you can get Gina insurance?
Yeah, I just have a couple questions.
All right.
Yes.
Are you taking any prescription meds right now?
Just birth control.
See, that's normal. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And your body weight, your BMI is good?
Yeah. Go to conwaywomen.com and, you know, you tell me.
She thinks she's chunky, but she's not.
She thinks she has a fat ass, but she's not.
She doesn't have one.
Forget about it, right?
I'm going to tell you something honestly, though, John. I didn't disclose this earlier, but one of the things on the list next to, like, accident in the last 5 years, it said undesirable height-to-weight ratio.
Oh, no.
But I'm, like, what, like a 1.32?
Oh, no. Okay, well, if you're, like, 5'3",
I'm not morbidly obese.
No.
I'm not going to be crane-lifted. I was so embarrassed, and I was the only one.
Do they have to lift you in and out of a tub? What's wrong with you?
I saw that. My mouth just fell open.
Hey, John, is that something the insurance companies look at, your height-to-weight ratio?
Absolutely, yeah. They look, because think about it. With a large group, they spread the risk amongst the whole group. But when it comes to an individual, you are your own company, so they got to go off of something. And it's health, it's weight, it's age, it's actuarial, you know?
But yeah. I'm not fat, right?
What else do they include there? Drinking, smoking?
I don't smoke.
Well, you got, you know, DUIs, prior convictions,
nope.
You know, all that stuff. But I mean, she's great. I mean, really, think about it. The only thing that's really deniable is diabetes nowadays. There's a lot of factors, but there's no reason why you can't have health insurance.
Then why did they decline me? I'm, like, getting blacklisted all over town.
It's where you're going. I mean, Kaiser's really tough. Humana's really tough. Blue Cross is really tough. I could probably get you an Aetna.
That seems to be the one.
You know, you don't have to meet a deductible nowadays. You can see your doctor with a copay and not have to deal with your deductible.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And you know what I mean? That way you can treat it like normal insurance. And right. I don't know, it's good stuff.
This
man.
Is amazing.
All right, dude, you're very knowledgeable. Hold on 1 second. You're in Burbank?
Right. Yeah.
All right, hold on 1 second. And Gina wants to get your phone number.
Yeah, please get his info.
You may not have to marry a guy.
But we don't know, though.
I would go for it.
I'd still consider it.
I mean, because even if you do marry a guy, you want to pay for the deductible or anything like that.
Yeah, and there's...
Wait, hold on 1 second. I can hear that.
Yeah, me too.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
I can hear that guy giving out his phone number. I mean, it's not... I can barely hear it. There's some bleed through there. Yeah.
The phone system sucks here.
Oh, all right, well, there's that. All right, let's talk to... how about this, Michael in Los Angeles? You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yes, hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Gina. Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you.
This is always so awkward at the beginning.
No. Just relax. Go with it.
Okay,
I'm a professional.
Thank you. Well, I'm a Canadian actually, and I've just moved to Los Angeles. And I heard on the radio your problem, and I'm looking to get married as well, so I can get citizenship. And I thought we could make a deal.
Wait, do you have health insurance?
I do. I'm here. I'm insured, and I'm here legally working for a specific company. But one day, I would like to leave that company, and I would need to be a citizen to do so.
Right, and before they build the wall on the border.
Exactly.
That's not
Aren't
a bad
they
trade.
About that?
Oh,
that's not the Canadian border.
It's nothing. I would ever, I would never leave you high and dry.
Thank you.
How old are you, dude?
30.
30? Oh. And where are you from? We're part of Canada.
I'm from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Well, that's pretty cool. All right, then you'll know this. You have to know the answer to this question, and then I'll know you're from Winnipeg. But the Winnipeg Jets left Winnipeg. Where'd they go?
Oh, Coyotes, Phoenix.
That's exactly right.
Wow, he's real Canadian.
Well, I thought they went to Colorado.
No.
Wait, the Jets went to Phoenix?
Coyotes. They became the Coyotes. That's when I stopped watching hockey.
Ouch.
All right. Well, congratulations, dude. All right. Hold on 1 second. That sounds like a pretty good deal, too.
Yeah.
Let's have some of these guys come down to the Commerce Casino, maybe. And they can meet Gina in person. Gina can pick her health plan out of these clowns.
He had a great voice, too. I'm really into that.
Yeah. All right. If you want to pitch your health plan to Gina Grad, man, she is completely uninsured, looking for health insurance in a nice husband.
Yeah.
And he should be Jewish, or you like?
You know, whatever. If he's just...
As long as he has a health plan, you don't care.
Yeah, I mean, if he'll let us, do the bris and the bar mitzvah, I don't care.
Okay.
Keep everybody happy.
All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Gina Grad, uninsurable, Too heavy to become insured. Is so, that right?
So horrible.
You're too heavy to insure?
It's an undesirable height to weight ratio.
But how tall are you?
Like 5'6".
And you're 130?
Sure. 135. I don't know.
Are you 135?
Probably.
Are you 140?
No.
Are you 145?
No.
Have you ever been 150?
No.
What's the most you've been?
This is it.
This is it.
Yeah, I'm tipping the scale right now.
That's a huge bitch.
Thank you, Jesse.
Jesse's so rude. Right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Gina Grad is sitting over here looking to get married for health insurance. And according to the company she's applied for, she's been in a car accident and she's too fat to get insurance. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. In about 15 minutes, we're going to be playing the best joke, Make Conway Laugh. And for the best joke tonight, we're going to be giving out $100 worth of prizes here.
Jesus Christ.
A pair of $50 MasterCard gift certificates. So if you're going to get high tonight, or if you're on pills or drugs, maybe you're going to drink tonight, get home. And flip on the radio. Have your spark yourself up a fatty, as my little buddy Malu Dan likes to call him. And listening to jokes on weed is always more interesting than being sober. All right, Gina Grad is with us. She's too heavy to be insured.
Don't say it like that.
Is that right?
I can be gassy.
But she does not have health insurance. She's been trying to get like a decent person in this country. And they've said no go.
Yeah, they just won't take it.
Right.
They'll just, I just keep
no matter how much you're willing to pay.
Doesn't matter.
Jesus Christ. I mean, that really sucks that, you know, there are some people in this country who never even look for health insurance. And then when they get in trouble, they go to the emergency room and the hospital pays for their care. And they don't care, you know, who pays for it.
Right.
But when somebody is responsible like yourself and goes out there and tries to, you know, and pursues health insurance, they still turn you down?
Yeah.
And what are they looking for? You're 29 years old.
I honestly, maybe that guy John could fill us in on this, but I think there are people whose jobs are to look for reasons to deny people. And God forbid I lie. God forbid I said I wasn't in an accident, then say I need to get a tooth pulled, and they'll throw the accident in my face.
Right.
Oy, face, man.
All right, let's talk to Jason in Lake Elsinore. You're on 97.1 Free FM. What's up with you, dude?
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad.
Tell
us about your insurance.
What was that?
Tell us about your insurance.
I like it. I actually went outside of work to find my own because I got a daughter, so you know I wanted to make sure she was taken care of.
Right.
So it's a 30% copay, $7,500 deduct, like out of pocket limit, and doctor visits are only about $35.
That's kind of high.
What do you pay every month?
For me and the kid, about $240.
That's not bad. What happened to the wife?
The relationship didn't quite work out. Thank you.
And you got the kid?
No. She actually lives with mom, but I wanted to make sure she was taken care of.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Mom's kind of, she's not doing enough, I think, but she wants the kid to live with her.
Right. Does mom, do you have to insure mom as well?
No.
No, just the kid.
Yeah, just the kid.
Oh, good for you.
Hey, Jason?
Yeah.
Also, just so you know, I've never done it before. However, I feel like I'd be a really good stepmom.
Awesome.
You have a 4-year-old?
Yeah. Well,
4-year-old daughter.
In January.
I think you'd be a good stepmom.
That'd be cool.
Everything I hear about you, hear from you on the radio sounds pretty fun.
Oh.
Hey, is that kid potty trained?
Oh, yeah.
All right, there you go.
Thank God. She's frighteningly intelligent.
All
right, dude. Hold on 1 second. That guy's in the running, too. We got to give out your email address so people can contact you.
Yes, ginagrad@conwayandwhitman.com. GINAGRAD@conwayandwhitman.com.
All right. She's looking for health insurance. And if you would like to marry this tons of fun for health insurance. GINAGRAD@conwayandwhitman.com. Well, you are tons of fun.
Thanks.
I mean, you're a lot of fun. I'm not saying you're... Oh, Jesus, it's just sensitive.
If anyone can't spell that, you can just go to conwayandwhitman.com and then go to feedback and click on Gina's name and you can send her a message.
Thanks, Randy.
That's easier. All right, let's go to Frank in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
How you guys doing today?
Good.
That's good. All right, I have the ultimate solution for you. I'm 36 years old. I'm single, and where I work at, as long as you qualify as a domestic partner, you are eligible for full benefits.
Ah.
I have a PTO, and I have a room available for rent.
Are you a gay? Are you a gay guy?
No, hell no.
You're straight, dude.
Yeah, what? Absolutely. I'm new to town. So
all right,
from the Midwest.
How tall are you?
I'm an athletic 5'7".
Hey, where are you from in the Midwest, Frank?
There always has to be qualifications before a guy lays 5'7" on you. Hey, I'm a very wealthy 5'7".
I do okay, too.
Frank, where are you from in the Midwest?
Michigan.
I'm from Kansas.
Are you really?
Where in Michigan, dude?
From Sterling Heights. Outside of Detroit.
Yeah, my whole family's from Dearborn.
I worked in Dearborn. My first job out of college were at Ford.
Yeah, I like guys from the Midwest are real guys. You know, they're not going to, you know, all of a sudden 3 years in the relationship be wearing your pantyhose.
I agree. I'm the youngest of five, and so I'm the only one not to get married so far. So
good for you. All right. Do you sound like a decent guy? How long have you been out here?
2 years. Well, almost 2 years.
And what do you do again?
I'm a sales manager.
For what?
Electronics company.
That's pretty cool.
Can you fix my Mac, my laptop?
I have people that will do that for you.
Oh, he has people. Oh,
I like
that.
All right, hold on 1 sec. That sounds like a decent guy, too. Had Frank in Los Angeles from Michigan. Anytime a guy's from Michigan, I like to give him the advantage.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of guys from Michigan, a lot of guys from Ohio. And those are like real solid dudes, man.
Yeah, salt of the earth.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, we have the world's greatest joke. If you have the best joke in the next hour, you're going to get yourself two $50 gift cards. Two $50 MasterCard gift cards, one for you, one for a family member. Or else, you know, screw it, you can use both yourself. What the hell? And for the best joke in the 10 o'clock hour. So, if you're into smoking weed, you're into drugs, you're into booze, slide home and turn your radio on. Have you ever heard a joke when you were high? Have you ever heard a joke when you were drunk? Have you ever heard a joke on pills? All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. Whitman back tomorrow, right after Lycus on 97.1 Free FM. Thanks, Gina.
Thank you.